this is the coolest thing. You being you, authentically, truly you, and sharing the same human experiences allows you to connect with people in your own unique way.
If you're interested in how highly successful investors overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success, you're in the right place. The Conscious Investor Podcast features weekly conversations with real estate investing experts and delivers a Monday mindset episode to help launch your week with intention. If you believe success is for everyone willing to think, then do, these conversations will be your weekly rocket fuel.
Hey, Conscious Investors, welcome back to another mindset episode. Today, I'm hoping that we can have a dialogue about that self-talk that we're constantly, the chatter that is going on between our ears. Over the last week, I have had three conversations with three different individuals and different lifestyles, different people. And it's come back to this same bottom line. There's this self-talk that we have, and it is holding people back, maybe you, from your very best life ever. One of my friends that I was speaking to is not satisfied at the workplace. I'm going to be as general as possible, right? My world is pretty small, so I'll be as general as possible. But this friend isn't satisfied in the workplace, but feels tied down. I can't leave. This is my contribution to my family. I need to stay put. It's stable. It's a decent job. My values don't align with the values of the company, but it's really important for my family right now. But I'd really like to, I don't even know what I want to do. That turned into an interesting conversation. But there's this, I'm trapped sensation. And I hear this all the time. I was speaking with another person, and this person was talking about being trapped by all of these influences in childhood. So we have traps that go all the way back, that are rooted back in our childhood, where we don't want to upset important people in our life. And this person I can speak directly to because my husband's been on the podcast. You know, if you've been listening for any length of time, we are very open and transparent about challenges that we face or anything like that. But my husband and I are having dialogues that are very similar. He's having this internal dialogue of, I know that I can do more. I know there's something more that I want to do in this world. And now all these, what is easy for me to say are excuses show up. Maybe that's you right now. Maybe you are feeling like there's so much more. I feel trapped and I don't know what to do about it. My life just feels ho-hum at best right now. I just feel like every day is a school day, or every day is Groundhog's Day, or every day is just the same day, same day, same day. You see, life was not intended to be monotonous. Okay, yes, there are disciplines in life. Yes, we need to be disciplined, but life is not intended to be monotonous. And when we free ourselves from some of the thinking that is clouding us, we're able to every day find pleasure, enjoyment, and fulfillment. I don't know about you, but that's the kind of life that I like to lead. And I'm really not that unique. I imagine that you would probably like to live that life also. A few years ago, I was in the exact same position that my husband's in. That's when I started working with a high performance coach. And I remember very distinctly getting together with my high performance coach, and in one of the first calls saying, I know there is something in me and I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated that I'm not able to access this within me. I know it's there. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to access it. Please help me, because I believe that it's not that I have to go be anybody that is in the headlines influencing and impacting lives around me. Even one life is like the most extraordinary thing ever. So it's not that, oh, I got to unlock this so I could be the next Tony Robbins or the next Gary Vee or something like that, right? It's help me unlock this, because this is my contribution to the world. And no matter who it reaches, I need to release this so that it can serve the world well. So I've been there. And I used to have a lot of negative dialogue, and I still do from time to time. I could tell stories about that, but I'm going to dive into some of the self-talk that we have. And here's the thing. Most of us start out with the easy one. When we tell ourselves that we're not good enough, it feels like a safe way out. It's our safe go. I'm just not good enough. Okay. Well, the next question that follows right then is, what is good enough? Because quite frankly, I've seen a lot of people out there that are straight up mediocre, where even I can do better, and yet they're crushing it. So is it really about being good enough, or is it about believing in yourself? I think most of it really boils down to, it's not, I'm not good enough. It's, I don't believe in myself. In recent conversations, this has come up a few times where there are a lot of people that, regardless of what your beliefs are, because we all have our own little nuanced beliefs, but I think we could agree that there are some people out there that are just slaying it right now, and we don't agree with them. We're like, wow, that is the most misguided thing. I can't believe anybody would ever follow that advice in any capacity. That's so ridiculous. And yet herds of people are just flocking to them. Because when people believe, people want to be around them. It's like a magnet. People want to come around because they're like, whoa, there's somebody and they believe and they're passionate about it. That must be true. It must be good. But we use this, I'm not good enough, to really say, I'm not believing in myself. So what would it take for you to believe in yourself? For me, working with my high performance coach helped me to gain some confidence enough to start the podcast, confidence enough to take a lot of first steps that I knew I could take, but I just simply didn't believe I could. I would talk myself out of things left and right. I'd make excuses. So if you want to live your best life, the first thing is, let's get rid of this, I'm not good enough, because it's really, I don't believe in myself. Ask yourself a better question. Instead of just writing yourself off and dismissing yourself, why don't you ask yourself, what would make me enough? What would make me believe in myself? See, those questions drive the curiosity and drive the wonder, and they lead us into opportunity. When we simply say, I'm not good enough, we are shutting doors in our life and we don't even know what is on the other side of that door. But when we are asking the other questions, when we're saying, what is good enough? What do I think would make me enough? What do I believe? Now we're expanding our world and expanding the opportunities that are around us. Now, I'm going to throw my husband under the bus. And again, if he were here, I would do the same thing. And he would say the same thing, because we are very, very transparent and very honest. It drives me insane what he says. And I bet a lot of you listening right now say this very same thing. There's really not anything special about me. Like, oh my gosh. All right. So my husband said, well, we're so always saying that there's no quote, unique. Yes, I have air quotes up. If you're listening, there are air quotes on the video. And so we talk about, in this world, in this day and age, we're so into trying to create people to be unique, like be uniquely you. And yet we realize how same we all are. And so there's this juxtaposition between, well, are we all same, or are we all really unicorns and so unique, unique as snowflakes? And he brought this up in conversation. We take a lot of walks in the morning and have some really great conversation. And we were discussing this. And I said, it's not a matter of, are you unique or not? We are all uniquely equipped, created. And when God created us, he imprinted something very special and very unique into each and every one of us. Your contribution to the world is going to look different than mine. Different than my husband's, different than your kids, different than your partner's. Everyone's contribution is going to have its own special nuance, because we are all unique, but we are all also humans. And that's where the difference is. Yes, we are unique, and We all share the human experience. We all have a need for connection. We have a need for contribution, right? And so that's where the sameness comes. And that's where we could say, maybe I am not this special in the way that the world often puts it, right? The world often kind of wants to make people, they throw that word around, special and unique. But this is the coolest thing. You being you, authentically, truly you, and sharing the same human experiences allows you to connect with people in your own unique way. My husband is an introvert. We were talking about this again this morning. He's an introvert, and I am clearly not an introvert. People like me suck and deplete his energy. It's pretty funny that he can be around me, right? And yet, we have something to offer each other. The fact that there isn't something that is so unique about you, it's not like you are a Goliath in the world, right? Or you're not built like Shaq, or you're not, right? We don't need to be an anomaly in the world. And the benefit of not, the benefit of being very much more same, is that we're able to reach more people. So think about this. Think about the people who actually inspire you. We have lots of people that inspire us to greatness. We look at what they did and it's like, wow, they are so extraordinary. I cannot believe that they crushed the mile and that now they can do it in like 2 minutes, right? Don't know if that's humanly possible. So we come up with this whole thing where we can be inspired by people and inspired by what they are able to accomplish and achieve. But that inspiration is limited. It's fleeting. Inspiration is very different than influence. When we influence people, we're able to take people from point A to B to C to S and Q and Z, right? We're able to take people on a whole other journey when we have influence in their life. Sure, we're inspired by a lot of great heroes in the world, but we put them on a pedestal and we don't see them as, oh, I can do that too. We see it as that's them. That's Bezos. Like that's Elon Musk thing. That's not like, that'll never, never be me. That's what most people are going to say. But when we lead a life that people can relate to, then we're offering influence into their life. They look and they say, wow, that's so cool that they're doing that. Maybe I can do that too. So the fact that there isn't anything glaringly special about you that sets you apart in this, wow, you are the millipercent that is able to accomplish something. The fact that that's not you opens up an entire opportunity to influence the lives of the people around you. Don't take that for granted. See, be uniquely who you are and share that human experience. You will find that it will bring wonders to the world around you and so much fulfillment and satisfaction into your life. Now, another thing I hear quite often is all based on fear. And I have done many, many mindset episodes on fear because fear is one of the number one blocks for people in taking their first next step in leaning into their contribution to the world. Fear held me hostage. It just robbed me of a good 22 years of my life. I'd actually say more like 24 years of my life was just sucked away into the fear vortex. And maybe that's why this is so personal to me is like, I don't want anyone to be a slave to fear. I don't want anyone to be held hostage by fear because all of our fears ultimately is this conversation that we're having in our head between our ears. Nothing is going to capture you the way your own mind is. Maybe it's, I'm afraid I won't have the approval of my family or my friends or my colleagues. A lot of people are even afraid of total strangers. And this comes down to our identity. Who are we? What do we really believe? Recently, my husband bought a really fun motorcycle. He has never ever even ridden on a motorcycle, but he decided that he wanted a motorcycle. And I go for it, bud. Like, grab yourself a motorcycle. Have the time of your life. Please be safe, right? So he's on a motorcycle now and he's driving to and from town. And last week, our small town had this community event and he didn't put it together. He drives into town to our two blocks of a main street. It's actually three blocks. But if we were in a city, like a real city, this would be like a half block. Like our whole three blocks is more like a half block if you're in a big city. Anyhow, he said he rounded the corner onto Main Street, literally. There's one main street, and he gets to a stop sign, and there's the cheers of our community right there and a bunch of bikers. They've got their bikes and they're kind of standing around. And he said he felt self-conscious. He's like, well, I'm not a biker. Like, and here I am on my bike with a t-shirt and they've got all their biking gear on and they've got this and that. And so this fear kind of came up within him of, do I belong? Oh, this is awkward. And it's all between our ears. It's a story that we are telling ourselves. I said, what I know of bikers, which is very little, I will take you on a rabbit trail to tell you that part of my emancipation in life was three or four years ago now, some friends who were organizing a motocross show, which is like a big deal in our community. He asked me to organize a motorcycle show. So like people could show it. I'm like, I don't know anything about motorcycles, but I believe in you, Julie. You're good at this type of stuff. You can organize it. And so I thought, what do I have to lose? I'll learn something new and yeah, I'll try this. So I told my husband, I said, you know, what I have learned from my one experience, which is very small, it's kind of cute, is that the motorcycle community is extremely welcoming and very kind, and they really just want to support each other. I bet those guys, even though they're in their motorcycle gear and all of that, I bet they would have like cheered you on and thought that you were cool just because you're on a motorcycle. But the story between our ears changes everything. If he would have had that mindset, he probably would have parked and had a pint with them and chatted up with them and things like that. But by nature of, I don't fit. So part of that fear that I don't fit, I'm not good enough, part of all of this comes down to our identity. That's again, an entirely other podcast episode, but I'm going to whet your appetite for that because we will get into that soon. There are other episodes on identity though, available already on the podcast. I want you to ask yourself when you are facing your fears, and this really helped me. I want to live life all out. I don't want to leave anything behind. I just want to pour it out. I want to like, I'm all in. And when I die, it's like, she did everything in her power to contribute and to live a rich, full life, right? So when you're on your deathbed, are you really going to be looking back thinking, oh, I'm so happy that I had the approval of all these people. I'm so happy that on social media, I had so many followers. I'm so happy, right? This isn't where our minds are going to go. When we are on taking our final breaths, we're going to ask ourselves, did we live? Did we live big? Did we actually live our lives? Did we love? Did we matter? Did we do anything that actually mattered? Or were we just living in fear, living a half life, hiding behind a curtain, dabbling our toe every now and again? See, take that chance. That worst case scenario that your mind is able to concoct, it's not going to happen. And if you look back at your playbook of life, you're probably going to notice that's just not really how life is. It really isn't as bad as you're going to think. There are so many other boxes that we can put ourselves in that we can say, I can't, not this, I'm not good enough, I don't have enough education, I don't have, right? All of those fall in line with what we are already discussing. All of those boxes right there just fall into believe, punch fear in the face. Well, I actually say rip the face off of fear. It's disgusting. Fear is just evil. And I don't want you to be just completely enslaved by fear. That's not living life. Ultimately, you've got to understand, what is it you believe? What do you value? It doesn't matter what your parents value, what your friends value, what your subculture, because we're all involved in whatever subculture. I used to be in the rock climbing subculture in my teens and 20s, and I'm in a mountain bike subculture, and we're all involved. I have my faith subculture. Like, all of these are subcultures, but we have to really allow ourselves the freedom to step back and say, I love this subculture. I love these people, but what do I value? What do I believe? What is the evidence for that? And what do I want? You see, living your best life means taking extreme ownership of every part of your life. You can't half-ass it. You can't just have a crutch and say, well, you know what? These people, I'll just borrow their beliefs and that's good enough. No, it's your life. And when you're in control of your life and when you know what you believe, you're going to show up to this world in powerful ways. And it will feel extraordinary being able to sit here to discuss this with you in a way that I would not have been able to do this years ago. It feels extraordinary knowing that I get to contribute and all the downloads. It's like, oh my gosh, I get to support people in this way because I punched fear in the face. I got rid of everyone else's thinking. Most of the time, I can separate myself from other people's thinking versus what do I think and believe. Because remember, at the end of the day, you're the one that is going to own every single thing that you do. Don't let these excuses and wrong ways of thinking masquerade in your life in a positive way. They're all lies and they are all robbing you. But it doesn't have to be like that. Okay. So you can live the very, very best life ever. This very moment, you can just step back. I'll tell you one last little story just to kind of highlight this concept because it's summertime. And those of you who listen to the podcast, like, I've cut my hair. It is summertime. I actually have freckles out again because I'm in the sun and it feels amazing. And all that to say, I've been spending so much time in the water, at the lakes. Yesterday, we were at the rope swing. So much fun. I was like the only adult and I've got like this whole tribe of kids and we're just hitting this rope swing left and right. It was really fun. Swimming out to some logs at another beach. It's super fun. But there's something that I battle with every time, right? And it's not just me. And this is what's so fun about this. It is really wrap up everything that I've been saying, right? Because yes, I'm unique, but we all have this shared human experience. Go ahead, shoot me a message if you love to be in a swimsuit, right? Who loves to be in a swimsuit? Most people do not love to be in a swimsuit. And so anytime I get into a swimsuit, it's like, oh, I'm in a swimsuit, right? And you get over all of these thoughts and ideas that can just swirl in your head. And it's a great way to exercise this muscle, to flex it. Find ways in your life to flex that muscle that makes it stronger to where you're like, but it doesn't matter. I was raised in a very conservative way. And now I wear a two-piece swimsuit, which would be scandalous really in the world that I grew up in. And so it's like, whoa. And even now as a middle-aged woman, it feels scandalous. And I have to like remind myself that's old thinking. That's not what I value. I definitely value not being hypothermic and I'm definitely going to stick to this, right? So really identifying, you'll find these things as you look at your day-to-day life and you start looking at the decisions that you're making and why you're making them. You're going to start to see some of these little subtle areas that will give you that opportunity to flex some new thinking. All right, guys, I want every one of you to live your very best life now because it's there for you. It's available. It's accessible. And it is literally just that switch in your brain, just switching that thinking, just flip it on over, light switch moment. Okay. And yeah, you're going to have to go back to the breaker box from time to time and reset the switch. That's okay. That's fine. That's part of the experience of living, but just do that. Flip the switch, challenge your thinking, understand, what do I believe? What do I value? And lean into that. You're going to unleash the most extraordinary life ever. Until next time, live big, love bigger. Are you enjoying this episode? Help spread the word by sharing the episode with a friend or family member. Because really, where would any of our lives be without other people sharing great content with us? Help spread the word by sharing on your social platforms and with those you care about. And remember, tag me at Happy Julie Holly.